I suppose the story behind the mobile museum would be incomplete if I didn't back up and share where it all started. The journey actually began 12 years ago, on December 26, 2004, when I was at my parents' home in Oklahoma for Christmas, not knowing what was happening on the other side of the world. When I got back to Dallas, I turned on my TV to see a huge wave of water wiping away a part of the world most of us have never been. I was in shock to see that thousands had died, and at this point, thousands were still missing because of a tsunami. Again, something with which many of us were not familiar. Feeling led to help, and after gathering up supplies, mostly medical, with the help of so many Texans and Oklahomans, I ended up in Sri Lanka offering help where needed, expecting to help clean up or even possibly help rebuild. When I got there, I found there was nothing left to rebuild, so I was asked to meet with survivors and do grief support. The death toll in Sri Lanka alone was over 30,000, plus 1.5 million people were displaced. So grief support was needed and appropriate. I could tell you so many stories of survival, but all I can say is that it changed my life. My mom suggested that I should journal while there, so I did, and I am so glad. This comes into play in my life later. When I got home from Sri Lanka, I shared my experiences with those who had helped with the journey. After one of the presentations, a friend who worked in hospice approached me and asked if I would consider doing grief support. And the short story, I started a new chapter in my life. The opportunity to work with mostly seniors and their families began. I have always had a special place in my heart for seniors. And now, I have the privilege to be with them and their families during the twilight of their lives. From all that I had learned from those I worked with in hospice, I realized that the need for support in the form of education was greatly needed. So, I began writing programs with education, including everything from grief to hydration. While in Kansas City for my 50th birthday, I was able to visit the World War I Museum. While walking through the halls, all I could think about was how much the senior citizens back in Texas would just love to see all this. I also thought that generation is the last who might have had a direct descendant in the war. That's when the idea of a mobile museum came to me. Why not take the museum to them where they are? Thus, the World War I 100th Anniversary Mobile Museum was created. I began acquiring artifacts, and after 1 year, I had enough artifacts to fill 12 booths. So, the Lest We Forget Mobile Museum is now a complete museum. It's not just artifacts, it is also a multimedia experience with a complete program as part of the museum. We had a ribbon cutting and kickoff party at a perfect location, the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas, which spotlights World War I aviation. And so, the World War I 100th Anniversary Mobile Museum is on its way with requests from all over the country. So, while the primary purpose of the museum might be on the subject of remembering World War I, it has a second purpose, and that is to create an opportunity for our seniors and veterans to share their stories and keep them alive. I speak in many facilities over a 19-county area, and all my seniors have been a part of this museum all along the way.